USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump disclosed a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina on Tuesday. He acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Additionally, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard are on his list of potential selections. Trump praised all the candidates as solid options, though he did not specify a timeline for announcing his choice. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscates Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million for his involvement in inflating his net worth to gain tax and insurance advantages. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden has concluded.
The whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother. In that testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in his foreign business activities, which have been under examination by House Republicans. Healthcare expenses are a major financial worry for American adults, as revealed by a recent KFF survey. The poll highlights that the fear of unexpected medical bills and the expense of healthcare services are the primary financial concerns among adults. Boeing has announced a leadership change for its 737 MAX program. Wednesday, the company revealed that Ed Clark is departing from Boeing after almost 20 years. The move comes in the wake of increased scrutiny of the 737-9 MAX jet following an incident last month where a door plug fell off an Alaska Airlines flight. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Russia is reportedly holding a California woman hostage under charges of treason. Ryan Daniels has the story.
The woman holds dual citizenship in both the U.S. and Russia, but she lives part-time in the Los Angeles area. Russian authorities allege the 33-year-old raised funds in support of Ukraine. The punishment for treason in Russia is up to 20 years in prison.
Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign, manipulating nooses around figures resembling past presidents of Egypt and the deceased boxer Muhammad Ali. Tiger Woods' 15-year-old son Charlie is aiming to make his mark on the PGA Tour. He's set to participate in Thursday's pre-qualifier for the Cognizant Classic at Lost Lake Golf Club in Hobie Sound, Florida. Approximately 25 players from this round will move on to Monday's qualifier, with the top four securing places in the upcoming Cognizant Classic. Mick Jones, founder and guitarist of Foreigner, has revealed a significant medical update to fans, disclosing that he's been living with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease for some time. The rock legend made the revelation public recently, as reported by Billboard. Despite the diagnosis, Jones reassured fans that he's managing well. At 79, he remains the sole original member actively touring with the band. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.